But someone that comes from dark and goes back to dark.
Yes.
Is that person less evolved in their consciousness or their awakeness or their awareness than someone who goes from dark and comes into light?
They are conditioned by time and space and time.
Right.
Yes.
So they're just different. They're not older or younger beings.
Yes.
Does reincarnation enter in?
Yeah, we have this law of rebirth, not reincarnation.
And the rebirth is like the law of dependent origination. It just...
Yeah, we have seven kai of them, seven couple of them. If you commit killing, you take rebirth as short life. If you do not kill people, you have long life. If
right.
you are angry character, you have to become very ugly. If you are of a loving character, you become very beautiful.
So your beauty as a being
yes.
is the result of the karma of your past birth.
Of the now also. The now is the mother of the...
The now is the mother of the next moment.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Do you feel that when you see people consuming so much they don't need, and when you see them being invited to consume so much they don't need, do you feel that the message, do you feel that controls must be put on from outside, or do you think you have to just keep pointing out to people?
Yeah, they are controlled by their own greediness.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How does that work?
And greediness is come from pleasant feeling.
From pleasant feeling.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then they're greedy, then they want more.
Yes.
Then they get more, then they get another pleasant feeling.
Yes.
Then what happens?
Then they are condemned by that feeling. By that greediness.
They're condemned?
They are condemned.
Yeah.
By that feeling, by that greediness.
And it goes on and on and on.
Yes, then they suffer.
And when does it end?
If they can stop all this greediness through a meditation on feeling meditation, then
uh-huh.
they can end this trouble.
So they have to be aware there is a possibility of stopping it.
Yes.
So one of the ways of teaching is to at least advise people there is a possibility of change.
Yes.
I see. Is that what you do in this book?
Yes.
Do you feel that the way of like Cambodia, a nation state, do you think that the world consciousness is changing so that nation-states will become no longer the powerful forces that they are in the community?
We are in the same boat. The world is one.
Yes. World is one,
yes.
Yeah.
We influence each other. We are in the same boat.
So you'd say we are already a world government.
Yes.
We are already one governing body,
yeah,
interactive.
Yes, the world is ruled by the law of karma. Yeah. The government is karma.
And we are all interwoven in that karmic
yes,
world.
Yes.
So that any one individual, as they change their consciousness, changes the whole thing.
Yeah, now you change your consciousness. I change my consciousness. You record it, then you spread in the whole world.
And the whole world changes their consciousness. And all we had to do was sit here and change our consciousness together.
Yes, yes.
Huh. I become very interested in the way in which people change as they get older, as they get very old. And in India, there are the ashramas, or the stages of life. And I wonder whether you experience changes as a result of age and whether you feel that your work will change or that you wish your work would change or you see it will change as a result of age.
We begin with association. In Mangala Sutra, we say, Asevana Chabalana. Don't approach the foolish one. Pandita Nancha Sevana. We have to approach the wise one. Then you can copy his character. Like Ram Dass is wise one. I approach him, I become wise.
Yes. So, do you think that in your tradition, elders are revered? Are elders treated with great respect?
Yeah, we have seven kind of good men.
One what?
The seven kind of good men.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. That is, you. The first one is the gentleman who respect your elderly people.
Oh, I see. The first one.
Yes.
Yes. And what does that require of the elderly person?
Yeah, the elderly person must be virtuous person.
A virtuous person.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And what other qualities must they have besides the virtues of Shila, I assume you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes. And do they have a responsibility to the younger people?
Yeah, and also they have five kind of dharma. That is loving kindness, right livelihood, and this brahmacharya.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
And also truthfulness, and also mindfulness, and clear comprehension.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Are there many people in your culture that up until they are old spend their time in worldly pursuits and then turn to these things only when they're old? Or is it all the way through life?
Yeah, if you know suffering, then you return to the Dharma. Cambodia suffered more than 20 years.
And that
brings, now they return. Every day they come to the temple to study the Dharma.
And this is all ages?
Yes.
Yes.
All ages.
Yes. Were the old people in Cambodia driven or drawn back into their spiritual tradition?
Now, every day they come to our temple, to every temple, to study the Dharma.
Really?
How to make peace again.
And do you think that is the result of the suffering they have been through?
Yeah, the Buddha teaching is only two things, suffering and the freedom from suffering.
Right.
The Buddha has seen old age, sickness, and death as suffering. He became a monk and he
gets
enlightenment.
Yes. But is there another way to start to be drawn to practice other than through engagement with suffering?
Yeah, many ways, but we can summarize it into
just that path.
Yeah, that
the
path.
Suffering, the experience of suffering, the experience of the possibility of the entering
the
of suffering and the
truth,
practice.
Yeah, the Four Noble Truth. The Four Noble Truth can be summarized into two words, suffering and the freedom from suffering.
Very simple.
Yes.
Yes. Most of the people that are in the world, I think it's fair to say, find that the immensity of the suffering that is around them all the time is too much for them to comprehend or to embrace, and they turn their head away and they deny the suffering. And part of the first step is the acknowledgement of the suffering. And I'm wondering whether you work at all with the issue of the denial of suffering, of how you get somebody that is denying suffering, or how we get ourselves when we are denying suffering, to end up looking at the suffering.
Yeah, we cannot help.
We cannot help.
Yes.
When the denial, there's nothing we can do.
Yes.
That's very discouraging.
Yes.
It's just their karma.
Yeah, their karma, their own karma.
Yeah.
Like Devadatta, like this super Buddha.
Yeah. Doesn't that make you sad to see people who deny suffering?
Yeah, but in the end, like Devadatta, when the earth swallowed him, remember what the Buddha said, and he can, at the last moment, he can.
The moment before death.
Yes.
Is the preparation for the moment of death a key part? I know the cemetery meditations and so on. Is that a key part of the way in which you train your monks, for example?
Yeah, at the time of death, just like you at the door, you walk out.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how do you prepare somebody to walk out?
If that time you think of something wholesome, then you become happy in the next world. If you think of unwholesome thing, then you become unhappy
in the next world. And in the training of a monk, a young monk, do you ask them to practice like a meditation that will experience the impermanence of their body?
Yeah, we give them five subjects to meditate. Kesa, that is the hair on the head.
Yeah.
And Loma, that is eyebrow and the
hair on the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nakha, that is the nails.
Nails.
Danta, that is the
teeth. Yeah.
And Tacho, that is the skin that cover your body. And also inside there are 300 pieces of bone. You have to meditate.
You meditated on all the parts,
yes.
And you see they're all impermanent.
Yes.
Yes.